Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting second. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting third. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Harry Simpson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Early Wynn. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting third. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ellis Kinder. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ellis Kinder. And now, play ball. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kinder fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a line drive towards short. Boone reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Doby. Kell reaches second base with a double. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens takes first base on ball four. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter strikes out. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mitchell moves to third. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a line drive towards the mound. Wynn reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall strikes out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive towards third. Rosen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rosen hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ellis Kinder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kinder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 1 in the game. DiMaggio strikes out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Doby moves to second. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0 for 1 in the game. Easter hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Doby moves to third. Two outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Simpson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doby scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Kell takes first base on ball 4. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a line drive into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 1 in the game. Evers hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Gurnett hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 2 in the game. Avila hits a line drive towards first. Gurnett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 2 in the game. Boone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearsall strikes out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White strikes out. Two outs. Ellis Kinder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kinder is 0 for 1 in the game. Kinder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Doby for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0 for 2 in the game. Easter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Simpson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Goodman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6. With the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 2 in the game. DiMaggio strikes out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 2 in the game. Goodman hits a line drive into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Boone. Kell moves to second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 2 in the game. Evers hits a ball on the ground that hits Kell. Kell is out and Evers is safe at first. There goes Kell trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Stevens moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens misplays the ball. That's an error on Stevens. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hegan moves to second. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 3 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kinder fields it and throws to first for the out. Hegan moves to third. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hegan scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Indians. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boone moves to third. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett fields the ball and throws to Kinder covering. Safe. Boone scores. Rosen moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Indians. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mitchell takes first base on ball 4. Rosen moves to third. Doby moves to second. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Easter hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Gurnett strikes out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 2 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Del Wilbur pinch hits for Ellis Kinder. Del Wilbur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilbur hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Randy Gumpert now pitching. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Simpson for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 3 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 3 in the game. Wynn hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 3 in the game. DiMaggio takes first base on ball 4. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 3 in the game. Goodman bunts towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. DiMaggio moves to second. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen juggles the ball. That's an error on Rosen. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 4 in the game. Avila hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kel juggles the ball. That's an error on Kel. Boone moves to second. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Rosen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Evers. Rosen reaches second base with a double. Boone scores. That run is unearned. It's 4 to nothing, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Doby hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rosen moves to third. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio. Mitchell reaches second base with a double. Rosen scores. That run is unearned. It's 5 to nothing, Indians. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Easter takes first base on ball 4. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Simpson hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Evers strikes out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 3 in the game. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 3 in the game. Pearsall strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 0. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.